Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Olali broadcasting live from the United States of America. Welcome to this international broadcast of Health Talk Radio. For the first 30 minutes, we're designated to seizures because seizures are increasing in the U.S. and in North America at an alarming rate. If you got the email broadcast tonight, you know that the Epilepsy Foundation projects that there will be 150,000 people newly diagnosed with a seizure disorder this year. And it is estimated that 1 in 3 people with seizure disorders actually are incapacitated, and they're really compromised in terms of their quality of life. It's estimated also in the United States that 1 in 26 Americans will develop a seizure disorder in their lifetime. And what is so alarming is that if you have a seizure disorder, you have greatly increased your risk for sudden death. And so we've been talking about seizures, and we have this designated format to talk about seizure disorders because the nanotechnology, so many mothers, so many families and children are reporting to us that they are using our electrical safety device, the electrical safety device called a nanoflat battery, which works like a diode. It blocks electromagnetic frequency radiation from absorbing in the body, and it discharges it from the body and eyeglasses, and so it's created a revolutionary phenomena here in the United States and Canada, where we've had thousands and thousands of these units that have been sold, and people are exploring them. We have a gentleman on the line from Canada, Mr. Rod, who always tells me, he said, "Dr. Lally, this technology becomes so many different things to so many different people. It seems as if you touch it and you explore it, it will render some type of relief for you." And so we also have on the show tonight the distinguished Dr. Juana Bankston. If you got the email broadcast tonight, you know we invited you to look at this story coming out of Las Vegas. Stephen Haley in Las Vegas. And it was just almost three short years ago, I got a text at 2 o'clock in the morning saying that the family was in the intensive care unit at a children's hospital in Las Vegas and that they had put a nano on the chest of this little girl who was in intensive care and her life was very grim. And all of a sudden they witnessed a miracle. The doctors couldn't stop the seizures, you can only slow them down. But when they put that nano on her, something happened. And we are very blessed to have on the line with us tonight her wellness practitioner, who is also a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Luann Bankston. Dr. Bankston, welcome to the show, and thank you for accommodating us. Because I know that you are a scholar of just wellness and wellness protocols. And I'd just like you to kind of go into this by giving us just a little dialogue on what are seizures and how is it that they pose such a risk to our life and to our health? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone, and thank you for having me here. Well, what a seizure is, basically, is I'm going to talk about the grand mal seizure, also known as a generalized tonic-clonic seizure. And what this features is loss of consciousness and violent muscle contractions. And it's caused by abnormal electrical activity throughout the brain. And a lot of times this is caused by a medical condition that we spoke about earlier, known as epilepsy. But there are also other diseases or conditions that can contribute to or cause seizures, including low blood sugar, fever, stroke, those things. So right now, what we're experiencing in, here in the U.S. is a lot of people that are having the inability to have all their synapses and firing at the proper time, and consequently, we're having a lot more cases of epilepsy that's being documented in the hospital. With Haley, if I can jump into her, she was at a point in her life where she was experiencing anywhere from 2 to 6 seizures a day, and that graduated and became 12 to 20. And this was her life. And not only did she have the seizures, but she also had a narcolepsy where she was falling asleep, and she would not be able to hold thoughts. So this little girl's entire quality of life had greatly deteriorated because of this particular condition.
Wow.
And this is, it was a lot for her to endure. And, of course, you know, when we suffer through something, it's not just the person. It's also all those around the person, their loved one, their family, that also suffers because of the condition. So here we had this kind of domino effect where she was having the seizures and her mom was overwhelmed because she was told basically take your child home and just watch her have these seizures, and there's nothing anyone can do, so don't even try anything. But she was really at a loss. And this is where we turn to another modality, and thank God for the nano flat battery, and that changed that particular situation.
Yes, and what's so miraculous about it is that you are a practitioner, and mm-hmm. your work is both in Las Vegas and, you know, throughout other states, other places in the United States. And you and I actually met on a television show where I was invited to chair about the nanos, and as soon as the show ended, you were like, I need to get some of that technology, and I need to send it. You know, I need to send it overnight to Las Vegas. And at that time, they had basically called the family of this child into the intensive care unit where she was, and they had given her this grim prognosis, you know, that that she was, may not even make it through. I'm just curious for you to share. What was it about the technology that intrigued you to share it with this family way in Las Vegas?
Well, I had heard and read your story and how this technology helped you. I also had read a little bit about the process and how it could work on the body. And knowing that these grandma seizures were basically because there was abnormal electrical activity throughout the brain, this made sense to me. It was the only thing that really kind of hit a chord with me where it was logical. And she had been given just a boatload of pharmaceuticals that weren't doing more than making her toxic and unresponsive and stealing her childhood. So when I encountered you and learned more about this technology, again, it was just logical. It was logical, the electromagnetic radiation, how it reduces that, and to me, that was sound, and since there was nothing anyone could do, nothing anyone was willing to do, they have exhausted all of their plan A's, this was a very sound plan B, and it just happened to be plan B for blessing, because that's what it was, an absolute blessing. And she went from being in intensive care, being hooked up to all manners of machines, to being an active and happy girl today who is well on her way to being a tween and doing tween things, you know, where before the prognosis was that this is what she was going to suffer with for the rest of her life.
And I was just bedaffled when my phone went off at 2 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, and I guess in Las Vegas it was Central Time, and the text read, you know, her seizures have stopped.
I was too fatigued
to read it until about 6:30 that morning, and I was like up, skipping, dancing, and twirling around saying, wow.
It was phenomenal to witness. Again, this little girl was having 18, 20 seizures a day, and she wasn't sleeping. She would nano sleep, just little micro increments, to the point where she would be getting off the bus coming home from school and fall out in the middle of the street just asleep. Very, very dangerous. She was having nightmares, just horrible, horrible nightmares. And because of this technology, this nano flat battery, all of that ceased. It was the most amazing thing. All of it ceased. I didn't say that it was lessened. I said it ceased.
Yes. And when you called me and made me aware of this, I got that text, and then I just, you know, was just on the calling you every week. How's she doing this week? And how's she doing this week? Finally, 90 days went by, and you said to me, you're just going to have to come to Las Vegas and see it yourself. And I flew out there, and we went to her home, and I was mesmerized to hear her mom tell the story. And you insisted, we have to do a video archive of this, because this is part of a revolution that's happening. This technology, we got to document this invention that has happened, this event that has happened. And when we sat down to copy to get the video footage, I was mesmerized to hear her mother talk about this little girl when she would have a seizure. It would take her life force out of her. She would be listless and lethargic. And when she came up out of it, she had a deep, raspy voice. And it totally, you know, made her incontinent, so that she was still in diapers at 7 years old. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, it had affected her life on every level. And as I stated earlier, it wasn't just the child that was being affected. It was also the mother. The mother was at her wit's end. As a parent, we want to do everything that we can to make sure that our children are healthy and doing well. And here you had a child who basically you felt powerless. You had been prescribed medications that were geared towards helping her with these seizures, and yet all the medications she was taking had stopped working. She was taking just handfuls, and I'm not exaggerating here, of various medications, anti-seizure, that were no longer working. So we had this child, this 7-year-old child, who was a walking medicine cabinet. She was full of prescription drugs, and she was drugged, but she wasn't doing any better. And that broke her mother down. So how do you deal with that? How do you live like that? That's where we were until we start to use the nano's flat battery, and you know, this is where stepping out on faith works, because where science failed, God stepped in and presented us with something that no one knew about. And what happened? We had something that was a miracle, absolute miracle. I'm sorry.
And you know, and I want to circle miracle, because this technology was divinely inspired. I tell people, I just was, having been a nurse for at that time almost 34 years, and battling cancer, battling stroke myself. In fact, when I met you, walking was still a struggle for me. And so doing steps was a great challenge for me. And people said to me, why are you at home? You should be home. have a lesson. And I said, you know what? I said, I can't wait until I fully recover. I got to work with what I have now, because at the time, all my organs had been irradiated. And I was in such limited time, you know, the prognosis for me living was so poor. And you saw me struggling, you know, to walk, to be able to come out there and capture that that testimony, and to see this little girl so vibrant and full of life. The mother shared that she had never been able to take her out to any public place. She had never been able to take her to a restaurant, or she had never gone to a church service. She had never gone to a birthday party because the seizures were so disruptive. And she would be so lifeless and lethargic coming out of the seizure that she would be lifeless. They'd have to carry her. And she didn't have the strength to be able to be accommodating. And so it wasn't until Haley had been had the nanos and had them for about 2 weeks, actually, wasn't it? Or maybe it was a month.
It was maybe a little under a month.
Yeah. She actually got a chance to go out to the mother, I mean, to a father-daughter dance. With her uncle and her cousins. And she took a photo shoot, and she was so beautiful. And they were talking about how excited she was to have this experience for the first time in her life. And so her story is archived. And ladies and gentlemen, you can see Dr. Bankston, and she's in the video. She's part of the journalist. She helped us to format the whole narrative of capturing some of this historical journey of this little girl who went from the intensive care unit at one of the most prominent hospitals in Las Vegas back to her home, and transitioned out of this deep darkness of all these seizures every day and a disruptive lifestyle into a little girl that was balanced. And I want to underline balanced. We had this balanced and was able to engage a normalized life. And she gets a free supply of nanos from us to last her for the year. And she tells me that they tell me she's got her necklace on, and she only uses one. Am I correct?
Right, correct.
Use that one nano. But she has an extraordinary. All these children with seizures are reported extraordinary uses of the nano. Him actually has a foot charge plate. And I remember when we were there helping her mom. She has two nanos, and she gets out of bed in the morning. She puts her feet on the floor on this charge plate for about 5 minutes, and then she puts her necklace on. And that seems to keep her balanced throughout the day. Whereas other children with seizures are reporting that they have to wear more than one in order to be seizure-free. We had Angel on the show last week, and she was reporting that her daughter uses between two and three, and she has to constantly assess her energy level to know if she needs two or three. If she goes away from the house, she's using three, one in each shoe, in the heels of each shoe, and in a necklace. And when she's at home, she doesn't need the necklace on because they have the whole house nano water system that has the frequencies of the flat battery in it. So every time she washes her hands for more than 5 seconds, she's getting a rebalanced charge. If she's bathing in the water, she's balancing. So it was so fabulous to have you on the show. If you have any questions for Dr. Bankston, please push 1 and unmute the line because she's been so fabulous sharing with us this evening. And we have reporters calling from all over Canada to speak to you, Dr. Bankston. And from Nigeria, I have a medical doctor that wants to talk to you. So I'm glad we were able to rendezvous with you this evening. Any questions for Dr. Bankston?
My pleasure.
Okay. Well, we have no questions for Dr. Bankson. We want to thank him for the show. This is the first half of the show. Is talking about the Healthy Smart Home campaign. We're just so fabulous to have this national call to action. Hold on one sec. This national call to action. I'm in the middle of all this activity that's happening, the Christmas parties all around me, and people coming through to say hello to us. And on our national tour here, we've been visiting families across America, throughout the South and the East Coast, where people are experiencing the Healthy Smart Homes 2020 campaign. What is this Healthy Smart Homes 2020 campaign? We are under a national call to action out of the Office of the Surgeon General to mitigate indoor environments, because we now know that so many of these illnesses that we have, diabetes, cancer, autism, Alzheimer's, fibromyalgia, and seizures, are being caused by air and radiation toxins in the environment. One of the causes of these is toxic environments and sick houses. And so we started an initiative way before the Office of the Surgeon General launched this national call to action to alarm people and to educate people about reducing their exposure to household chemicals and to electromagnetic radiation. And so since we have the unique experience of having Dr. Bankson on the line with us, I want to talk about the effects of electricity in the home and how the Bioinitiative Report and the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization is saying that electricity is a potential source for seizures. Why? Because it creates static electromagnetic interference, which can interrupt and disrupt cellular communication. And we saw high levels of static interference in Haley's home. Her levels were over 600, and it quickly created an imbalance, and didn't it, Dr. Bankston? When we went to test her with muscle response testing and the two-finger testing, Haley quickly, I mean, it was like rapidly, she became imbalanced and had energy loss. And
correct.
It was amazing to see when we retrofitted those walls, she was able to sustain her balance and sustain her strength. And ladies
very
and gentlemen,
true.
This is what we're talking about. Everybody, would you agree, Dr. Bankston, based upon what we saw when we tested her with her environment to educate her parents of how she had a hypersensitivity to the electrical current in the wall, and we recommended the retrofitting of the wall behind the bed, and even her sleeping with her head at the foot of the bed, there was amazing the transformation that took place in her in a very short period of time. You know, her endurance, her vitality, her demeanor. She went from being a child that was listless, lifeless, and joyless, to being a child that was radiant and engaging in play and creative activities with her peers. And that's
correct.
One of the miracles that we see by retrofitting these homes. Also, we tell people that you absolutely have to know what the levels of electromagnetic radiation that your children are living in, and you need to know it for yourself. You need to know what levels are in the wall behind the bed. You need to know if you have electric currents running in the wall behind the bed, you need to invest in a micro surge meter. We recommend the sensor meter because it is one of the national, it's become a standard of care, and it's become a guide or an assessment instrument for doctors and nurses to work with, especially in hospitals now. Hospitals are adopting this protocol, especially in the cardiac units and the intensive care units and the operating rooms,
because they're under OSHA citation. OSHA has revised the laws that govern energized machinery or equipment that plugs in the operating room and in the hospital, because they know that it causes injury. They know that the conversions of this causes injury. And so the Stetsometer is what we recommend for people to get and to plug in and check these numbers. The recommended level is below 40, because we now know that if you're being exposed to over 50 units, over 50 gram Stetzer units of radiation, or 50 biometric units of radiation, or more than 0.42 milligauss of radiation, no matter what quantifying instrument that you use, if the numbers are higher than those levels, you are at potential risk for permanent damage to the DNA of the blood cell, to injury to your cells on every level. And so
on every level.
I've been a registered nurse almost 40 years now. And when I went to nursing school, there was no Alzheimer's in the book. There was no dementia. There was no fibromyalgia. There was no autism. You know, we didn't have all these seizures. Seizures are moving so fast, they're going to catch up with autism spectrum in just a few years.
Well,
you
we're being exposed to radiation coming from a number of different places now, where we're talking about radiation, and when most people think about radiation, they're thinking about, you know, X-ray machine or something of that nature, but they're not aware that their common everyday lives, they're coming into contact with these properties. You sit in front of a computer, you talk on your cell phone, your mobile, you have the outlets in your home, you have your microwave oven, you have all these things that are basically assaulting us and causing our bodies to respond in a particular manner. So when you were in nursing school, when I was in school, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's so excellent that you bring out that point, because we're spending our life, we're wearing electricity now with our cell phones on our body, and God forbid, all the women that's developing breast cancer from having a cell phone breast, and all the men that have the cell phone around their waist developing prostate cancer, because where's your belt buckle? Right over, you know, your abdomen, under your umbilicus, right above the prostate. It's and so what's the belt buckle made of? Metal. And metal conducts EMF radiation, the radiation from your cell phone. And the radiation from your cell phone can drop to pass for several inches. It can specify and magnetize that belt buckle, creating a tasing effect on the body. And so I tell men, do not wear your cell phone around on your belt, around your waist. And now, NASA has quantifying instruments. Since I talked to you, we were able to hook up and get a hold of some research from NASA, and the electrophysicists at NASA. They have a machine that can quantify how much electromagnetic radiation the body has absorbed. They developed it to be able to monitor the astronauts. And you can put your flat battery nanotechnology on your body, and that machine will measure the amount of radiation that it discharges and shows. It gives a graphic layout how the body de-stresses when you put the nanotechnology on your body. And with this revolutionary discovery, a number of clients that are getting these nanos are working with them with their doctors. We had a report come in this week. I don't know if Angel's on the line tonight. Angel, if you're on the line, press one and speak up. Are you on the line? I didn't know she's was able to get to us tonight, but Angel is the mother of a child that's having 600 seizures. She was on last week, and she was sharing with us how they have documented proof. Because when I tell people, I said a child had 600 seizures a day. They said, hey, what's the mother of a child that? And I said, well, they put an instrument on her, a instrument that monitored how many seizures that the brain was having. So it's well documented. That's not a figment of somebody's imagination. It's documented, and it's been documented for 18 years, the magnitude of seizures that she has.
and her on the clinical study that she's on now, the doctors have had to regard the flat battery nanos. They've asked for, you know, information about it, and they're putting it into, you know, looking at it and looking at how it's impacting her life. And now that they can quantify this and they can see this, you know, we're excited about how it will help to forge protocol and clinical studies that might where other doctors might be able to use it, you know, for clinical management of children and people with seizures. Because not only do we have children reporting that they are becoming seizure-free, we now have adults. I have three adults who have shared their testimonies with me and are doing their own self-studies and self-evaluation. So we're excited that we're getting everybody, you know, to become aware and sensitive about the wall behind the bed. This is what I need everybody to do. Everybody, this is, you know, Solution Radio, so to speak. This is a call to action for people to get up and do something, because every single one of us is at risk of developing a seizure disorder. That's something that's not just unique to Henley. They're saying that you can develop disorder across the lifespan. You can be 90 years old and develop a seizure disorder. But now we know that electricity can be a problem of cause, then we can do something to lower the properties of electricity, which is the electromagnetic, the static electromagnetic microsurge. We can eliminate that problem because there are nanotechnologies, reduce it. And if we attend to the bedroom, I tell people at a minimum, and you're in your house, if you cannot afford to get any nanotechnologies, you need to unplug everything in your bedroom, and you need to sleep with your head at the foot of the bed. And as soon as you can, you need to either buy you some quantifying instruments or call an electrician or an electrical engineer to measure the radiation in your room and get it mitigated. That is a must-know fact. You have to know what you've been exposed to. The second thing you can do that's fairly inexpensive is you can go to Walmart and get, or Target, or wherever you shop, Ace Hardware, get you three compasses and put one at the head of the bed, one in the middle of the bed, and one at the foot of the bed. If those compasses turn every different direction and none of them will point north, then know that bed is highly magnetized. It has electrified by the electrical current in the wall behind the bed or the walls on the side of the bed. And if you sleep on a mattress where a compass cannot sustain pointing to magnetic north, that can cause your body to become imbalanced, and you can develop all kinds of discomforts and all kinds of illnesses. Now, who needs to do it right away? People with back pain, people with fibromyalgia, people with diabetes, any woman that's pregnant. If you have chronic back pain, you need to know the energetics of your mattress. You need to get those compasses, and you need to put it on the mattress. And that's another thing that's so phenomenal about the flat battery. Because if you take one flat battery and stick it in between the mattress and the box spring and give it a few minutes, I'm talking about not hours, but minutes, it will discharge that radiation from the box spring, and all of those compasses will turn to magnetic north when it's done its perfect job. So I tell people, you know, they say, this little thing looks like a sticker. You can't do all of this. You know, how, you don't have anything to test it. I said, well, you know, put it on your mattress. Get some compasses and look at what it will do in terms of balancing the compass. And that's why when we muscle test people and we do the two-finger patented testing, and people go from energy loss because they're holding their cell phone or they're testing something electrical, and then we retrofit them, put the flat battery nanos in their foot, or we put it in a necklace on them, and they get strong instantly. So that's the feature of a nanotechnology. It works on contact. And so that's what we're so bedazzling. When you saw, you were like, what is this? What kind of technology is this?
it was nothing short of a miracle. Again, we have a little girl who's in intensive care where the doctors have given up, and they, you know, decided that it was okay to place this on her chest, and we put this on her, and we're in ICU. 5 days later, we're heading home. We're being discharged.
Unbelievable. And they
that right there.
They didn't think she would ever go home. And when we went to her house and we evaluated the levels of radiation in her home, I remember mm-hmm. the number stand between 300 all the way up right at 800.
Mm-hmm.
And the house, the energy in the house, not only was imbalanced in Haley, there were other children in there that were getting imbalanced
right.
and having energy
right.
loss. Even the parents
right.
had imbalanced mm-hmm. and had energy loss. And so we mm-hmm. retrofitted. We had some people that sponsored the complete retrofitting of Haley's home. And business people came together, sponsored our trip out there so that we could work with you, Dr. Bankston, and work with Haley and her family. And it was just kind of like a family reunion, even though I didn't know any of you, really. You know, you welcomed me into the home, and you were so gracious. And while we were there, there was another family member that said, listen, you know, I can't get my whole house done, but just come and do the bedroom. And do my water. And you know, she said that she felt very energetic and had relief from the symptoms she had.
Well,
so,
everything
you know.
Changed, you know, from when we put that in her home. Just the stress that it relieves, and you taking your shower and you're being basically right side up again. You're being balanced. And there are medical trials, of course. There are clinical trials, and you have all this scientific data and all this funding that these trials and they have, and that's what they're basing things on. But there's power in a testimony as well. There's documentation that upholds that testimony, and this is what we have with Haley and the young lady who's having 600 seizures a day, is that it doesn't matter what others have said. What is going on right here and right now is that this technology has been used, and out of everything that had been tried prior, this is what has made a difference in their lives. This is what gave them back the quality of their lives so that they can not just have lives, but have lives worth living. So this is something that I will shout from the mountaintop that you may not understand, but there is logic and there is science behind it as well. But here's something that needs to be examined and utilized because it's going to help bring back that control that everybody wants to have, that homeostasis that everybody wants to be in. This is just another tool that we can use to be the best that we can possibly be physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually on all levels. So beautiful technology, and I'm happy that others are now hearing and learning and hopefully will look at their own homes and their own lives and want to know more.
Yes, and it's been tremendous since Rob was on last week from Canada sharing about the woman who had her menstrual cramps relieved. I have received two more testimonies about women, both of them coming out of North Carolina, who had debilitating severe cramps during their cycles, and they shared that they have two have pain-free cycles now, and they were just the rod, you know, two bells and whistles was sharing with the woman and her comments that she had shared with you. So it's just tremendous to see how the technology becomes different. It becomes a relief in many different ways for different people. And so I encourage everybody to continue to document your testimonies and send them in, because we are archiving your self-study reports. This is a technology for the people, and you are giving credence and credibility and guidance and vision. Your testimonies become the hope for other people, because Dr. Bankston, truly, So many people have seen the video with Haley, Saving Haley. I'm not sure if you've seen it or not.
Wonderful.
But it's a cute little video, and it's just inspiring. We have one of the faculty in Chicago at DePaul University that's using it in her classroom, talking about nanotechnologies and how they're affecting health. We have nursing schools that are using these technologies and introducing nanotechnology and in the future of its intervention in medical management. And so we have a few minutes left before we shut the show down. I miss my co-host, Ida Morris, out of South Carolina. And certainly I thanks Nathan on the spot, our broadcast, our engineer and fellow broadcast journalist. I want to invite everybody to listen to Carl Nelson's show on tomorrow morning. You got to get up early from the nation's capital. From the last podcast that we did when we shared Destiny's testimony, the little girl that's stopping at 600 seizures a day, a miracle happened. There was a mother in intensive care at one of the local hospitals for her daughter to be admitted, and she just happened to have purchased a radio, and she was listening to that testimony, and her little girl was just like Haley, listless, lethargic. She was, semi-responsive. Her skin, she had poor tissue perfusion. She had all kinds of challenges that was happening. And when she heard that testimony, she contacted naturopath, Mr. Begon, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, dynamic naturopathic practitioner like you, Dr. Bankston. He had the courage to test her to see if the technology would work. And that mother heard this testimony and had Begon come to Washington, D.C. to evaluate her child, and he evaluated that she needed 2 to 3 of the nanos to sustain balance. And I came through and saw that the young lady probably first part of October because he wanted me to see how the technology was working for her. And the mother wanted us to retrofit the house. She converted the house to a smart home. And a miracle, a huge miracle has happened with this child. I stopped in to see her a few days ago, and I was totally blown away. The child, when we went there, she was listless, lethargic, lifeless. She had poor tissue perfusion in her skin. Her skin was extremely dry. She was, she had minimal dialogue with us. You know, if we say something to her, she was delayed in responding, and then it was a minimal response. When we came in the house, she leaped with joy. She was verbalizing. Her mother said her language is just like it just ran back to her because this was a perfectly normal little girl. So she was 9 years old, and she had a drug overdose that put her into a demented state and demise of her health. She became wheelchair bound. Her nerve muscle communication was, dismantled. And this little girl, to see her now, she has more nerve muscle tone. Mother said that because she has a whole house water system, her mother said that before she was total waste. They couldn't put her in the shower, just sponge bathed her for years. And when we put the water system in, they started putting her in the water. And because water increases oxygen saturation, and it restructures the water and makes the water fully energized, that water started stimulating her, became therapeutic for her. And now the child is able to weight bear. She's able to stand and do a pivot into the tub. Isn't that miraculous? And she was talking in dialogue. All of this is new. The family is just rejoicing at the health, the wellness, the fact that this child is leaping back. And so, Dr. Bankston, you have so great, testimony that everybody can see on Vimeo.com. Everybody needs to go and look at this video. Susan Haley in Las Vegas. and the angels that came to help her. You know, hopefully it might be a full feature movie one day, because truly, Dr. Banks, you, if you had not had a merciful heart, say, wow, knowing that family's agony, when the doctors had done all that they knew to do and said there's no more we can do, you know, this the prognosis was grim, and you said, this might be.
Well, you know, this is where, you know, I believe in integrated modalities where one leaves off, the other can pick up. And I think this is something that will generate whole health when you know that maybe not one has the answer, maybe you can look at someplace else. There's never a point where you should give up. And we are energy beings. When someone has a heart attack, well, we don't go and throw water on them. We get out the paddles and we give them a charge. So this technology makes sense in putting everything back in balance. And with epilepsy, the way that it affects the brain, the little shorts that the brain has, for lack of a better term, this helps make sure that everything connects the way it's supposed to connect. It's just logical. It makes sense. It's a little different from what we've been told. But this is something that's not just treating. This is something that's working toward complete healing. And that's what we're wanting.
Exactly.
We're wanting to be healed.
And that is a good time to say that the whole purpose of this radio broadcast is for public education, for people who are looking for solutions. The technology was not developed to treat, prevent disease, cure disease, or diagnose disease. And I'm going to repeat that. The nanotechnology was not invented to treat disease, diagnose disease, cure disease, or prevent disease. And the purpose of this radio show is just to give a platform and a format for people to share their testimonies of how electrical safety device that has won 2 gold medals, one in an international competition for the United States, and the other gold medal of honor of excellence in engineering that was given by the second ecclesiastical jurisdiction of the Church of God in Christ, with commendations from the office of the governor of Pennsylvania and the office of the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh. And so we're being honored as a whole team, as a care team for the services to these children and these families and communities where people are suffering with these massive health disparities, the seizures, heart disease, diabetes, cancers, and, you know, and obesity. A woman contacted me from Kentucky. She drove all the way up to meet me in Ohio a few months back. She said, Dr. Olive, she said, I know I have to come personally, thank you, because I'm 120 pounds and my mouth just full, but I said, what? She said, my training class, and I think just a heart failure, a young woman, 47 years old, she was a nurse assistant that got injured on the job, and she became bedbound. And she said, my daughter came and touched me and said, Mom, you're having energy loss. She unplugged everything electrical in my bedroom, made me sleep with my head at the foot of the bed, and put one of your nanos on my foot. She said, within 3 days, I could walk up and down steps that I had not been able to walk up and down for 18 months. She said, within a month, I was able to walk one block out of my house, down the street a block, and come back. Within 2 months, I was walking 3 blocks. Within 6 months, I was walking 2 miles. And she said, in this 14 months, I have walked off 124 pounds, and I wanted to come and shake your hand and show you the results of having this nanotechnology in my shoe. And I have had so many people since that time. She has had the most resounding weight loss. I have another person that's had 71 pounds, and on the average, people said that they have lost an average of about 25 pounds when they start putting the nano in the heel of their left shoe. And I just am just totally amazed as these testimonies continue to unfold. So having said that, if there's anyone who wants to share testimony, please push 1, unmute your phone, and share at this time. Anyone in the United States? Anyone in Canada?
Hi, Doctor. Ron.
Hey. Hey, Ron. How's the snow up there? I heard you guys were getting snow in Montreal.
No, it's the opposite.
There's no snow here.
Rain.
Okay. What is it you want to share?
Very interesting. I emailed you last night where I did Francine's house, and she was a lady who had severe menstrual pain. In the wall where her head is, there's no electrical wires. I measured it.
Wow.
What was causing her sleep disturbance were the electric wires outside, probably 20, 25 feet from her house.
Wow.
At the same level. And
wow.
Just for everybody's benefit, she had put a flat battery in her cell phone for a Nano. What was it? The end of May. So her menstrual problems have subsided quite substantially. She actually wore one of the Q1s today and felt very good. But
wow.
The fact that she would leave the cell phone on her dresser, which is on the other side of the wall from where her bed is, her sleep situation improved. Where
wow.
she did not need the alarm clock to wake her up. She would wake up before. So her house is now harmonized with 2 filters, with Q1s, and you might want to explain the Q1s to everybody, but I'm just waiting to see what comes out of this. But for sure, it was the hydro wires so high, at the same level, because the house is higher, the way the ground goes, that's what was causing her sleep problems.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's an amazing assessment and analogy, because the science is documenting. The World Health Organization and the Department of Health and Human Services are saying that there are 64 million people in America that can't sleep, and hypersensitivity to electromagnetic radiation in the wall behind the bed is a probable cause. And
mm-hmm.
so with you making that assessment, because electric current can create a low vibration that is very annoying to the cells, and it keeps people just alert. But that's an interesting analogy that you bring, again, associating electric current. And it's amazing that the World Health Organization renders a international classification of disease, and in the addition 9 and 10, they have environmental codes. They have codes that specifically say the environment can create BZs. And in the code, it's an E code, E like Edward, E925.0 and .01 and E926.0. They're talking about how these currents
mm-hmm.
can cause hypersensitivity. So when you hear people say that there's no such thing as electromagnetic hypersensitivity, you can refute them now. You can say, oh,
mm-hmm.
yes, you know, in the International Classification of Disease, they have identified electric current as causing hypersensitivity, skin rashes, memory loss, short-term memory loss, all kind of nerve-muscle miscommunication, and it goes further. They go further in diagnostic coding to talk about what it's actually doing at the cell level. It's causing reactive vasculitis, and it's causing hypersensitive angiitis, swelling of the blood vessels. which is the underlying cause of diabetes, of high blood pressure. You have high blood pressure, usually if you evaluate the blood vessels, you've got swollen blood vessels that narrow the lumen of the blood vessels to increase blood flow and increase pressure. The body has to, the heart has to work harder to pump that blood through. So now the diagnostic codes, the doctors also have codes called CPT codes where they can prescribe a home safety evaluation. Yes. And we're advocating that that home safety evaluation has to go beyond asking the patient, do you have 1 in 4 or heat and air conditioning? You need to know, is that level in the wall behind the bed, is it the source of the heart attack? Is it the source of the stroke? Is it the cause of cancer? Is it the source of diabetes? We have to know, folks. If you know someone that's pregnant, care enough to speak to them and say, listen, we're under a national call to action by the Office of the Surgeon General and the Center for Disease Control. They are saying this electrical currents are causing injuries and illnesses. We have to get it evaluated. And so we're part of wellness. We're part of a movement toward bettering our country and making families more aware so that they can be empowered with making a change. I tell people, you have to make a change. We have to make a difference. We have to make a change because we have 1 child in 40 now that's autistic. And the National Institute of Health is saying the cause of, this is the probable cause of autism, is sustained exposure to EMF radiation. You and I took vaccinations. Why didn't we get autism? Because we weren't radioactive. We didn't have wireless in our house. Our moms were on cell phones while they were pregnant with us. We didn't have Wi-Fi and satellite dishes. We didn't have cell phone towers and antennas on the churches across the street. And so our exposure to EMF radiation has increased at the rate of 100,000% per year. We are now exposed to almost 1 million times the EMF radiation that our grandparents were exposed to. We have to be aware of what our levels of exposure are. And we have to set forth a responsible governance of that. We have to know what our levels are so that we can leave a legacy. What good is it to build these fine institutions, fabulous architectural structures, and we have a nation, a race and creed of people that don't have the intellectual fortitude to be able to enjoy it, sustain it? You know, I was talking to a group of pastors. I said, how are the churches in seizure disorder, autism, cancer, diabetes? Everybody's born with diabetes and everybody's born with cancer. Who will hold these fine institutions that we've labored so hard to and give as a legacy to the next generation?
Well, this is, you said a key word here, and that's empower. A lot of times people are waiting to be led. They don't have the wherewithal to research on their own. They don't know that there's anything out there. They don't know what could be causing. So a program such as this puts them on alert and helps them, it fosters them to be responsible for their own health and knowing what role they play in their health. And this is what I'm liking about this format right here, is that you are educating. And armed with that knowledge, they can now make educated decisions and choices. And this is the beauty that you're spreading right here and right now. So you're touching people in a lot of ways tonight. And one of the most powerful ways you can touch somebody is to educate them. I love it.
And on that note, Dr. Bankston, go ahead, Rob. You have something else to say?
No. Close it,
Doctor. Dr. Bankston, I can say it better than that. This is Empowerment Radio. We have to make a change. We can make a difference if we can make a change. This is Dr. Lally on Seizure Talk Radio and Healthy Homes 2020, Healthy Smart Homes 2020. May everybody have a great night, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. If you can get on the Carl Nelson radio show in the morning on Radio 1 WL, look it up on the internet. I think I may have a toll-free number for everybody. In 1 second, I'm trying to pull it over here. The toll-free number to call into the station tomorrow is 800. See if I had it. I thought I had it here. It's the Carl Nelson Radio Show. I thought I had it here, but it doesn't look like. Oh, wait a minute, I do. Okay, so it's 800-450-7876. Again, the number is 800-450-7876. Get up early in the morning with this. The show is going to be hot. Dr. Banks, I want to invite you to get on if you can get on in the morning, because the world needs to hear from you. And I'll send you the coordinates by email. Okay, good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night.
Good night.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I've